Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Back at it again. You know how we do it. Another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and we continue to count you down to the 2013 NFL Draft. Today, I'm pumped up for this one. No other than James Orth, San Jose State free safety, fresh off his performance in the Casino del Sol All-Star game Friday night. Big interception, big pass deflection in the end zone to stop another touchdown. And on top of the football euphoria over the last month or so that he's had with the big bowl game win, 11-2 season, San Jose Say State free safety James Orth, say that three times fast. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you.
So let's start off. A lot of things to discuss. You've had a pretty hectic month, to say the least. Let's start off on Friday night in Arizona, where, you know, there was reports of anywhere between 70 to 110 scouts in attendance throughout the course of the week at the Casino del Sol All-Star game. First off, congratulations on a huge performance. We'll talk about that in a second. But let's talk about the week of practice and how did you feel like you competed with the other competition that was at the game, and how was the coaching received?
I felt the coaching was amazing. Coach Tomey was our head coach for the West team, and it was kind of nice because he was also my head coach at the time, my freshman year over at San Jose State.
And
it was kind of nice to have everything go full circle, you know, starting with him and then ending my very last college career game with him. So that was kind of nice. It was definitely a little bit different than, you know, all-star games such as in high school. One of the first things we did, we got there, you know, we all met each other, talked. Coach Tomey did a great job of having all the West guys getting to know each other. But the day after, we almost got tested immediately after breakfast by the NFL scouts. We had a mental test. We had to, you know, do some forms and stuff like that, do some pattern matching and stuff like that. And afterward, they did our height and weight. You know, they kind of looked us up and down and just did that whole spiel. So it was a good experience, a little unusual than what we're used to, but it was still a good experience to get to know the guys and, you know, get some exposure.
Yeah,
so it was good.
They run you through, it's like the meat market. You like slabs of meat, right?
Yeah, a little bit. All the other guys are kind of laughing, especially some of the bigger guys. Like, man, I feel like cattle right now, you know, kind of getting passed through. You know, guys, you know, we're wearing nothing but boxers getting weighed in because they want to get the specific weight, you know, the right weight as possible. And, you know, you walk right down an aisleway between all of them. You know, they're just kind of looking at you up and down. And it was a little awkward, but, I mean, like I said, it was good exposure. It was a good experience, so.
And I believe you weighed in. I have it here somewhere. What you weighing at, about 6'2"?
Yeah, they had me hiding at 6'2", about 207.
Yeah, okay. And now you mentioned some of the tests that you got to fill out the forms. Some of these questions are a little bit crazy. Did you encounter any of that? Sometimes they ask you, you know, would you prefer to be a cat or a dog? Do you like to wear thong underwear? Anything crazy or out of the ordinary?
I noticed in the mental test, they did kind of throw some trick questions in there because you would answer just a bunch of questions like, you know, do I like to impose my will upon my opponent? Like, most important, important, somewhat important. So they have silly questions kind of like that, but also it says, you know, one of the questions is I have trouble staying focused, you know, after over long periods of time. And they have that question, and about a few questions later it said, which one are you least likely to wear on a football field? It said, like, a helmet, a bow tie, you know, shoulder pads. Instead, you don't have a funny question like that. I think they kind of did that to see if you're still focused during the test. They also had another question later where it says, how many teams have you played for that punted on first down? You know, so I think they kind of threw questions like that to really test you to see if you were focused, you know, and that you're kind of flying through the test, not just, you know, putting C or, oh, I haven't put B in a while, so I'll put B, you know, that kind of thing, so.
Kind of like the SATs all over again. And we got James Orth here, free safety from San Jose State. And you mentioned Coach Tomey was one of the coaches in the All-Star game. And I believe he's the one that actually recruited you to San Jose State. Is that correct, as a wide receiver?
Yes, that is correct. He recruited me as a wide receiver. His whole thing was being able to play at multiple positions. So when I got over there initially, he's like, you know, the way I see you is you can play receiver and safety and this on, you know, this on defense. And if we put a little weight on you, you can play tight end. And I'm like, all right. And then, I mean, once I get there, you know, I was recruited wide receiver. He's like, James North, you know, we're going to have to need you at safety because we got a lot of guys hurt. You know, we're kind of short there. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So I started playing there and did all right. Actually had my first start against Fresno State, and that was when they had Ryan Matthews at the time. So that was my first, I guess, career start on defense, and also kind of got hurt that game. After I got a tackle on Ryan Matthews, I got hurt that game. So I was pretty upset about that. My first career start, I get hurt, but it wasn't anything too serious. I was back the next week. So.
And your first interception, or one of your first interceptions, I believe, came against Colin Kaepernick.
It was. My sophomore year, this was when Coach Tomey already left. We had Coach Mike McIntyre. I actually played the first half of the season nearly as a wide receiver. Didn't get to play much. But, you know, they switched me over to safety the week before, and they kind of threw me in the fire against Colin Kaepernick. They put me in the middle of the field. They're like, all right, your job is to spot him and make sure he doesn't run. I'm like, all right, sounds easy enough. It's just Colin Kaepernick. Not. But, so I remember one time did a little play action. I kind of came down, but I just ran back late, and he threw the ball up against his body. I went up and got it in the end zone. And, you know, my head coach was stoked, and I think from then on, I think my head coach kind of decided that safety was my position, and that, you know, the rest is history.
Right. Now, when you played against Kaepernick, when you were competing against him, did you see signs of brilliance there? Like, did he flash the, you know, I followed him his whole career, but I never thought he would be a victory away from leading his team to the Super Bowl. Did you feel like he was a great quarterback when you played against him?
Oh yeah, I mean, he just has amazing athleticism. I mean, just coming down, he doesn't run side to side that great, but straight ahead, I think everyone sees how fast he is. I mean, just last game, you know, he was outrunning him, you know, the entire defense. So that was the one thing we wanted to make sure is, you know, we want to keep them running laterally, if anything, and not straight up and down the field. So this is great athleticism. What? He also played baseball, too, so he could obviously throw the ball downfield when he really wanted to.
Yeah, that dual threat ability. I'm wondering, you know, if not, who is? But was he one of the toughest guys to prepare for, or one of your toughest opponents to face throughout your career, or was there someone tougher?
We did have definitely a lot of tough guys that I've played over my career. Such guys like Toby Gearhart, Monty Ball over at Wisconsin. We also,
Gearhart, he's a truck to bring down, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly. We had him. We also had a quarterback for Stanford who just left recently. I just can't remember his name off the top of my head. But yeah, he was
might it be Andrew yeah. Luck?
Yeah, Andrew Luck. That was him, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely one of the toughest quarterbacks to play up against. I mean, he would just go up to the line and just kind of look at us and, you know, make, you know, two, three
yeah.
audibles on the line, you know, call a new play
definitely.
On the line, whatever it was. So he was a tough guy to prepare against it. And he could run as well, but he was just really, really smart, so.
Yeah, he's the real deal. We're talking to San Jose State free safety James Orth. Currently 7 Spartans in the NFL. James looking to become the 8th, and there are a handful of guys coming out from San Jose State who, let's be honest, probably the greatest turnaround in the history of college football. And, you know, let's first talk. You mentioned the coaching change from Coach Tomey to Coach Mack. And then making the position change. And then you guys in 2010 go 1-12. And then 2011, 10-2. And then this past year, 11-2. And you guys whooped up on Bowling Green in the Military Bowl with that last touchdown at the end. And we'll talk about the second coaching change during your college career in a moment. But let's first talk about the whole transition from Coach Tomey to Coach Mack. and turning the football program around from 1-12 to 10-2. How did that all develop?
Freshman year was honestly an amazing year. I had to burn my redshirt year, but, I mean, I don't regret it. Not one bit. I mean, Coach Tommy was a great coach. He's definitely a player's coach. I mean, a lot of the times during our two-a-days in camp, you know, he'd kind of pull us off to the side and make sure we really got to know each other. You know, we had kind of like almost like AA meetings with each other. It was kind of, you know, it's kind of funny, but we kind of talked about, you know, secrets and, you know, funny experiences in our lives with, you know, a coach that was kind of like leading the group and stuff like that. So it was really fun. I mean, Coach Tobey was a great coach, but, you know, that season was definitely a tough year record-wise. So San Jose State brought in a new head coach, Mike McIntyre, who also did an amazing job. At the time, we actually had a coach, Brian Young, at D-line. So he did.
Yeah.
He did a
great player. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice seeing some you know, ex NFL guys, you know, coach us up and, you know, be around. So we knew Mike McIntyre was the real deal, but unfortunately that first season, you know, didn't go off the way we planned with just you know, one win. And our first year, a lot of the guys, especially some of the older guys, I was only a sophomore at the time, but some of the older guys, you know, we all kind of thought, you know, Mike McIntyre was kind of crazy, and we were, you know, he would say, you know, you need to get in, get extra film watch, and do all this stuff. We're like, man, he's crazy. Like, who wants to put in, like, all that effort to, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that was just something that a lot of us weren't used to. And as you can tell, as the years went on, we started slowly getting more wins, and a lot of guys started buying in more. And definitely what happened my junior year, so 2011 season, we were just so close to being bowl eligible. I mean, we lost I think it was like three games within a touchdown or so. So if we just went those three close games, and we were bowl eligible, so we were close. So that was a heartbreak. But we just used that as a, you know, motivation for that next year. And we did end up doing a great job. Coach Mack also brought in a Coach Jeffcoat, who was playing for the Cowboys for a while. I mean, he also knew Patrick Willis really well. So we actually, you know, the whole team got to talk to Patrick Willis a couple times. Because Coach Mack actually recruited Patrick Willis out of, you know, high school and college and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, he did a great job. So it was kind of nice, you know. Coach Mack did a really good job of bringing in guys from the NFL. They knew what it took to get into the NFL and, you know, just having that experience, you know, kind of bestowing their intelligence upon us and their knowledge and everything about, you know, what it's like to play at the next level, what kind of effort you have to have now to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that definitely helps to be around, you know, those NFL guys and to see their work ethic and their work habits and kind of get a feel for what's expected of you when you do get to the next level. And you mentioned his dependency on film study. Talk to me a little bit about how much that has evolved for you, just in terms of when you first arrived at San Jose State to your senior season and the evolution of film study, because I know, especially now with the technology and everything too, I mean, there's no reason why, you know, players should have no excuse to be able to watch film. But just talk a little bit about the progression that you've made in your game in terms of film study.
At least my first couple of years, my freshman sophomore year, film study was, especially for new guys, it just seems like, you know, excuse for coaches to see everything that you did bad. I mean, watching film is definitely a double-edged sword, at least when it comes to, you know, watching it, you know, watching practice film. You know, coaches get to see your great plays, they also get to see your, you know, not-so-good plays that you kind of messed up on. So usually that's, like, kind of the first thing you think of on, you know, on the practice field. You know, you do something good or you do something bad, you're like, oh, gosh, like, that's on film, like, crap. But, you know, I mean, when you kind of get to it, you know, it's a good thing. Definitely, that was the biggest difference in my game. I mean, the more you watch film, the more you pick up tendencies, and we noticed that a lot of the players the last couple of years were, you know, picking up tendencies that the coaches kind of noticed, but they weren't sure if they should change. And even me and a couple of the other defensive backs would kind of, you know, interject, like, you know, we should play this defense when they line up in this formation, that kind of stuff. So definitely the film watch, I mean, it helps everybody. It helps the game plan. It helps, you know, everyone stay focused on, you know, what to prepare for. And, I mean, it's made a huge difference, obviously. Just, I mean, our record alone just kind of shows that. So,
Yeah, and we're talking to James Orth, the free safety from San Jose State, 200 career tackles, 8 interceptions. And, you know, you guys rallied off the end of the season. You reeled off 7 straight wins, big wins over BYU and Louisiana Tech down the stretch. Then you get to the Military Bowl, and a month or so goes by between your final game and the bowl game. Coach McIntyre accepts the job at the University of Colorado, and now all this uncertainty surrounds the football program, or at least from the outside looking in terms of the national media. But take us inside the locker room now. Your second coaching change, as opposed to being a younger player on the team during the first coaching change, now you're a team leader, you're a senior player on the team, and you guys are dealing with this adversity, Coach Mack leaving the program, and now you have to go in and face Bowling Green in the Military Bowl. What did you guys do as a collective unit, as a team, to stay together? Because I know when I watched the game, the announcers were talking about the uncertainty and whether or not they'll be able to stay focused and the emotional aspect of the whole coaching switch. So take us through that moment and that adversity and how you guys dealt with that.
But there was kind of rumors floating around about Coach Mackey, you know, getting interviewed and leaving and whatnot, but, you know, we couldn't help but kind of talk about it a little bit. And the day that Coach Mack came in and kind of told all of us, definitely a lot of the guys were kind of bitter about it because, you know, we still had a game to play, and, you know, he was kind of the driving force for, you know, why we've been having such a great success, and a lot of guys, you know, felt bitter about it and kind of bad and stuff like that. But, I mean, I've been in the game long enough that it is, football, I mean, it's fun. You know, I love it, but, it's, especially in for the coaching staff and some of the other guys, I mean, it's business-oriented. I mean, they got to do what's best for them, too, just like how, you know, a senior, you know, graduates and leaves, or, say, a guy redshirts. I mean, they're doing what they feel is best for them, or what coaches think that's what's best for the team. So, for me, I see that it's no different. Obviously, you have to leave to, you know, go do bigger and better things, but, I understand that. So, initially, a lot of guys were bitter, but Coach Kent Bear did an amazing job. He's an amazing coach. I mean, amazing the coordinator. I mean, he's an awesome players coach too. Even when we were flying over to the bowl game, he made all he had all the seniors fly first class, you know, and all the coaches and, you know, their family kind of had to sit, you know, in their usual seats, but we got to sit first class. That was kind of a nice little thing he did for the seniors.
Yeah, that was a nice, you seem to have good perspective on it, James. We're talking to James Orth, San Jose State. And you will come to find out from this point forward, football is a business, and you are a step closer to that dream of the NFL. And coming off the Casino del Sol game, interception, pass deflection in the end zone, NFL teams taking notice. So let's talk a little bit more about your game, because you had 200 tackles for your career, 8 interceptions overall. And I think maybe only one interception this past season, teams kind of stopped throwing in your direction, because I know last season or the year before, you had a stretch where you had an interception in 4 consecutive games, new school record. And then seems like this past year they kind of shied away from whatever side of the field you were on. How frustrating was that? And did you just say, heck, you know, I'll just make more of an impact in the run game then?
One of the big things, at least personally with myself, is I noticed that my coverage got a little bit better. So that alone kind of shied away some of the quarterbacks. I think they knew I was, you know, pretty good at getting, you know, interceptions and playing guys well. But I think honestly the main thing was our front 7 did such an amazing job. Our front 4 D linemen and 3 linebackers. I mean, Travis Johnson did a great job of, you know, getting at the quarterback. Same thing with Peter Tuitupo. David. David's the one that plays defensive line. Peter's the one that plays tight end. They're brothers on San Jose team. But both of them, Travis and David, did a great job of just crushing the quarterback. And honestly, a lot of the time before the quarterback could even get it off, he would get sacked, or, you know, he would have to, you know, drop it down to a running back or something like that. So, I mean, initially it was kind of frustrating, but I realized, you know, it's like, hey, we're winning. You know, I'm not going to get upset about that. So, you know, although my personal stats were a little bit lower than the previous years, I think as a team we've been playing so much better. You know, linebackers have been covering guys a lot better. I mean, they've been, you know, getting at screens a lot faster, so I've been kind of getting less tackles. But, I mean, overall, I mean, I feel like we're, you know, an amazing team. And, you know, I feel like, you know, a good defense, you know, your safety shouldn't be leading the team in tackles or having to make all of them, you know, in the secondary and stuff like that. So I think it was good that the main thing, I think, honestly, is our front seven has done such an amazing job that the safeties haven't, you know, they don't need to do a lot of work, you know, in that aspect, so.
Yeah, well, you still finished with 58 tackles this past year, which is a good bunch. And if I were to ask you, James, you know, what your biggest strength is of your game, what would you say is your biggest strength? Is it the tackling? Is it the reading coverages? Is it technique, instincts? What do you consider to be your biggest strength?
I feel like I have a few of them. I feel like I have a good instinct. I mean, I used to be a receiver, so I feel like I can learn you know, I can see routes coming. I can see, you know, kind of, you know, what the receiver's about to do and, like, you know, routes are about to develop before they even happen. I feel like my versatility on defense, I mean, they have me high as a free safety, but a lot of times sometimes they'll bring me down low in the box. Let me make some tackles because the coach is really impressed with the way I tackle. They said, I tackle like a linebacker. And I feel comfortable in the box, you know, as well, too, you know, going in there and, you know, knocking some heads around and, you know, doing a good job filling up fullback and that kind of stuff. So I think my versatility, you know, being able to play free safety, but almost kind of like a strong safety kind of thing, they kind of dropped me in the box too. So I feel like the combination of those two things and, you know, my intelligence of just playing offense for, you know, for those 6-7 months, I learned so much playing there and, you know, understanding routes on offense and, you know, kind of knowing what's going to come before it happens. So.
Very good. How about something you worked on trying to get better at coming into your senior season? Was there one area of your game that you kind of wanted to work on and improving on?
Definitely my speed. I feel like speed is something that you can always work on. Honestly, you can never get enough of it. So that was one thing that I try to work on, you know, every season is just to get that little bit faster because I can even tell you this last season there was a few times where, you know, I'm just a half a step, you know, too late to break up a pass or just half a step, you know, too late to, you know, like set the edge on a run or something like that. So this speed is always just a big part. And, you know, football is a game of inches. And just, you know, even if you just get that, you know, just get that half a yard faster, that makes all the difference in making a big play or, you know, just missing it. So speed was a big thing. Working on my man-to-man coverage. I'm used to playing kind of in space, you know, being in free safety and stuff like that, but man-to-man coverage is a big part. I mean, a lot of NFL scouts and teams want to be able to see their safeties play man-to-man, you know, be able to come down and cover a slot or cover a, you know, tight end and that kind of stuff. So that's always a big part that I've been, you know, continually working on. And so I think those two major aspects is a big thing. And tackling, too, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm a decent tackler, but, I mean, you can always get better at that, too. So, I mean, there's just some things that you need to continually get better at. Even if you're already good at it, I mean, you just got to continually just keep working on it no matter what. So.
Yeah, and we got you got about 4 months or so, a little less, to work on your game as we get closer to the 2013 NFL Draft. San Jose State free safety James Orth on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Hotline. Just for us draft nicks out there and anybody else listening who might be interested to know with the whole new coaching change there at San Jose State, James, is the new coach going to conduct a pro day workout for you guys for NFL scouts?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I met the head coach a couple of times, but he tried to do a pretty good job of kind of, he introduced himself to us during the, you know, while we're preparing for the bowl game. And like I said, Kent Bear did a great job with that. But he also did a good job of kind of staying out of the way and letting the team, you know, come together and kind of overcome that adversity with Coach Mack leaving, you know. Like I said earlier, I mean, the guys were kind of bitter about it at first, but, you know, we kind of came together and said, hey, you know, the team is still the same. We've still got the same players. Yeah, Coach Mack left, who's the big driving force for it, but, you know, it's like we still got, you know, the same 22 guys still play on the field, you know, the same guys that still win and lose, you know, that we had earlier, you know, regardless of when Coach Mack is there. So we kind of just came together and said, hey, we need to win this last game, you know, come together and become at least, you know, become the best team, record-wise that San Jose State's ever had.
That's right.
Came together as a half-step, so.
That's what they're calling it, the greatest team in San Jose State football history. So, hopefully we get to see you guys showcase your talents and get something together there. You mentioned Travis Johnson and your teammate Ronnie Yell back there in the secondary. Of course, Ryan Otten, the tight end. A lot of guys on the NFL radar this year. And we've been talking between the lines with James Orth from San Jose State. We're going to go a little bit outside the lines, James, something we call three and out here on the Player Spotlight Show. And first down, I'm going to kick it off with this one, since you guys said you had that team camaraderie and AA meetings and got to share all these secrets and information. I want you to share with us what's the funniest nickname that any of your teammates ever had, whether it was this year or during your entire career, the funniest nickname on your team, and how did they get it?
Oh geez. We've had a few of them. Honestly, my freshman year, one of the coaches called my defensive back coach, Keith Burns, called me Jimmy Chitwood, and a lot of guys were kind of laughing about it, and some of the guys were kind of confused. I'm like, "What's that from?" And he's like, "You remind me of Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers, like kind of the guy that was, you know, that was really good at shooting in the movie and stuff like that." So honestly, from freshman year all the way to senior year. So people just call me Jimmy Chitwood. It was also kind of funny going back. Coach told me calling me that nickname. No one's called me that in a long time. But I guess a funny nickname would be De'Leon Eskridge, our running back number two.
Right.
I don't know how he got this nickname. It just sounds funny, but I guess he got it when he was in Minnesota, and he just kind of kept it. His name is D. Skeets. It just sounds funny. A lot of guys kind of just picked up on it and thought it was funny.
Right.
So everyone just called him D. Skeets, and I guess there was a couple of times where he kind of got a big touchdown run and something like that, and everyone would be yelling, you know, D. Skeets, and he also kind of runs funny too, so I guess some people called him the Tin Man. So as he would be running down the field, everybody would be clink, 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 like he's a tin man because he's so stiff when he runs sometimes. So, I mean, we kind of joke around with him. He's definitely really funny. So,
I'm gonna have to tease him about that if I get him on the show.
Exactly.
All right. Second down, we're going to give you the opportunity, James. You could take one female celebrity out on a date. Who would it be?
Oh, geez. I have quite a few, but I've always wanted to take Angelina Jolie out on a date. It's a quick date, you know, just kind of talk to her a little bit. And honestly, when I was little, I used to play the Tomb Raider video game and stuff like that. So when she started that movie,
yes,
I instantly, you know, fell in love with that. So I think ever since then, I've always kind of wanted to take her out on a date and, you know, talk to her
about that kind of stuff. We'll see what we can make happen. I'll tell her to leave the kids at home.
Okay.
All right. Third down with James Orth. James, let's see. Where should we go with this one? How about if I'm in San Jose State or San Jose, where's the best place to get some grub?
Oh, there's a few places. We have P.F. Chang's, Original Joe's, Maggiano's down there on Santana Row. Personally, I like Flames. That's great appetizers, great food. If you're looking for a good time, a nice place to, you know, have a couple drinks, you know, with friends and stuff like that. But definitely when we take our guys, like, on a recruiting trip and something like that, we always take them to Maggiano's over there on Santana Road. Great Italian restaurant.
Sounds like that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
That's right up my alley, yeah. I can tell by the name. I like it already. All right, James. I like to end it on this one. Going to go for it on fourth down. Last one for you here. I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should give James Orth a shot.
I believe that I have great intelligence on the field. I mean, I have great work ethic. I believe my intelligence on defense and also on offense, you know, they correlate with each other and they go great. Honestly, I do a great job. Coaches have always stressed with me about communicating with the defense and possible things like cut splits and tendencies and, you know, the alignment of the back. Just little things like that can just tell you exactly what the offense is going to do. So I believe my intelligence on defense is a great thing. I mean, like I said earlier, my versatility to be able to play, you know, deep deep in the backfield, you know, getting some coverage and also coming down and playing, you know, a linebacker-ish kind of safety, you know, being able to set the edge and getting some tackles inside too. So my team needs to, you know, start me up high, making it look like I'm covering my deep middle, then come down last second and, you know, come down and make a big tackle on third and short. So I believe those things, just my intelligence, my versatility, and, you know, being able to understand what's going to come before it happens, you know, great asset and great strength I have. So.
Well, there you have it. No hesitation there, folks. That's James Orth, free safety from San Jose State, bringing you the names you need to know first here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Put that one in the memory bank. And we want to thank James for joining us today. I know you had a hectic weekend with the Casino del Sol All-Star Game, where you had an interception, pass deflection in the end zone there. Very impressive start to the draft season as we get closer to the 2013 NFL Draft. So best of luck in the whole draft process, James, and we'll be checking in, touching base with you, and definitely keep us posted.
All right, thank you, and good luck, sports fans out there, and go Niners. So.
All right, go Niners. And I want to thank also Evan Brennan from MB Sports Management, one of the hardest working professionals in the game that I know, for making this interview happen. And that was James Orth, the free safety from San Jose State, rising up draft boards, folks. Remember, you heard it here first at the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You can follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all our latest player interviews, NFL draft updates, counting you down. Tomorrow's the deadline for underclassmen, and then we're going to kick it off. We got a couple more All-Star games, Pro Days, Indianapolis, Regional Combine. Can't stop, won't stop. Till next time, you know how we do it.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.